Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Governor Priska says state regulators are preparing new guidelines for everything from houses of worship to summer camps as Illinois prepares to move tomorrow into phase three of the state's coronavirus action plan. You just heard the governor here on News Radio. WBBM Jim Gutis.
Keith, State Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike revealed how hard COVID-19 has hit nursing homes and other long-term care facilities.
Among those that have passed associated with COVID, almost 44% were those in long-term care facilities.
Governor Pritzker says some private homes have been reluctant to adopt state testing procedures, and a new rule will require testing. He says homes that don't comply will face fines. Meanwhile, Pritzker says there's good news for many parents and children moving into phase three.
We have provided guidance to day camps and youth sports to allow the return of those activities for children across the state.
Pritzker also announced additional guidelines to allow houses of worship to open for indoor services of 10 or fewer people, as several churches have gone to court challenging the state's restrictions on religious services. The state reported 104 additional COVID-19 deaths, raising the total in Illinois to nearly 5,200. More than 1,500 additional confirmed COVID-19 cases brought the state's total to nearly 116,000. Jim Gutis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
It's a next step that a lot of people have been waiting for. The Phase 3 reopening of Chicago will begin next Wednesday.
Retail, hotel, and restaurant openings in Chicago will begin on June 3rd. At restaurants, it will be outside dining only.
We will also be reopening childcare and in-home family daycare facilities, all of which support our work that needs to be away from home. Our Phase 3 reopening for city services will be delayed by a few days, but it too will reopen on June 8th.
So, the mayor says library and park facilities west of Lakeshore Drive will also reopen. While Chicago has delayed its Phase 3 reopening, the rest of the state will begin the process this weekend, and COVID-19 precautions, including masks and social distancing, are still in place. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
If you're among the many now working from home, ask your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio for all the latest developments. The city of Naperville is relaxing its outdoor seating regulations in an attempt to help restaurants and bars reopen for outdoor dining. The city says it will allow establishments to offer outdoor seating without permits and for longer hours. It may also allow certain sidewalks and parking spaces to be used for seating customers. A Kendall County High School senior, now a graduate, made lemonade out of lemons after getting a positive COVID-19 test at the assisted living center where she works. WBBM's Mike Krauser with her story.
It was an experience, for sure.
Maddie Chapman was under quarantine in her family's home for 8 days. Her dad used plastic sheeting to create a safe space in her little brother's room and a bathroom.
It was pretty cool how they did it.
Were you more nervous or were your parents more nervous?
Definitely my mom was horrified, and I was scared because I have asthma.
And she was concerned about the residence where she works. She did get outside.
Thankfully, I had a window that I could crawl like out of onto the roof.
There she watched life at a distance. Friends dropping by, they in the grass, she on the roof. She documented the whole thing and made a video. At the end, we learned there were two negative tests and it was over.
Texted my mom. She said, okay, don't tell your siblings. Come down in a few minutes and we'll surprise them. So if you saw, their faces were all a little surprised.
And relieved. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
And you can see her video on our website.
That's the WBBM All Local. Updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM.
WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.